This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Rabbi Yehoshua Heller writes in his Sefer Divrei Yehoshua, Perek Daled, that learning Musar is not just a recommended practice or a suggested practice or a fine practice, but he writes, Min HaTorah Umin HaNeviyim Umin HaKsuvim. This is an idea that is documented in the Chumash, in the prophets, in the Ksuvim. Ra'inu ki limud ha-musar chayva. We see that learning Musar is an outright obligation. And this is an obligation, it's not rabbinic, it's biblical. It's in the Chumash, it's in the Nevi'im. Says Rabbi Shua Heller, we cannot ignore involving ourselves in it because it brings a person to Yiras Hashem and to strengthen oneself in Talmud Torah. And therefore Rabbi Shua Heller offers the following biblical source that one is obligated to learn Musar. He says, we know that in physical life, one's own life takes precedence over the life of their friend. We know if somebody is in a desert and there's only one cup of water, one is able to drink it themselves rather than to give it to their friend. There's a principle. Your physical life comes before the physical life of another. Says Rabbi Shua Heller, if your physical life comes before your friend's physical life, then so too your spiritual life takes precedence over your friend's. Therefore, he says, if we have an obligation to reprimand our friend and give musar to our friend, if we have to take pity on his spiritual life, well, the more so, how much more so, are we obligated to take pity on our own spiritual life and reprimand ourselves and give musar to ourselves and study musar ourselves to be able to improve la'atzmenu, for our own selves. If we're obligated to give someone else Musar, all the more so, we are obligated to learn Musar ourselves. So it's interesting and amazing, is it is said over in the name of Rabbi Sol Salanter on this week's Parsha, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. We know whenever there's a word S, it comes L'Rabbis, and Rabbi Yekiva darshaned, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, L'Rabbis Talmidei Chachamim. Not only do you have to fear God, you have to fear Torah scholars as well. Well, says Rabbi Sol Salanter, if S comes the rabbis, when it says hoicheach, toicheach esav misecha, reprimand your friend, rebuke your friend, hoicheach toicheach S, what does the S come to include? S comes to include, you. If you have to reprimand your friend, you for sure have to reprimand yourself. You certainly have to study most of yourself. Again, a biblical source for the obligation for one to regularly study Musar. Wishing everyone a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.